Today's daf is Yuma daf Pei Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph Amid Beis by the Pei Aleph Amid Beis by the two dots, right in the middle. As we continue here in Perek Yom HaKippurim. So yesterday, remember, we had the big discussions. We didn't have such big discussions, but we could have had big discussions related to the sugya of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, v'chulu, and the other mitzvah that came up right before the two dots, and that is the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. If anybody eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if they fasted on the 9th and the 10th. And the Bali Musar point out that it might even be harder to eat L'Shem Shamayim on Erev Yom Kippur than to fast on Yom Kippur. To fast on Yom Kippur, okay, we all fast. And why else would we be fasting except L'Shem Shamayim? Eating on Erev Yom Kippur, L'Shem Mitzvah, that's even more of a challenge. But if we could do that, L'Shem Shamayim, so that is sanctification of all of our physical activities, and that is what Yom Kippur is all about, and that's why it's Ki'ilu His'ane. Good. Achal Ochlin She'ein Ru'uyin La'achila. So, what happens, the Mishnah said, if I eat foods that are not ra'uy to eat, so I'm not chayav on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has to be in food that is considered a food by Rov B'nai Adam. If not, or if I eat it in a way that is not normal, so that is not an Isser Da'araisa on Yom Kippur. So, Amar Rava, Kas Pilpili B'yoma Tekipure, Pater. As we said yesterday, Kas means eating something in an unusual way. Eating when it is raw, or something that people don't usually eat in that way. So if somebody chews raw pepper on Yom Kippur, Pata, that's not called eating something in the usual way. Rashi says, Ein ze yishuv hada'as, she'ein ze derech achilaso. There is no satisfaction of Yisuvei Daite if I eat it in that way. Kas zengvila, b'yoma tikipurei pater, and also if I eat ginger on Yom Kippur, that is pater, because that is all not considered regular Yisuvei Daite bringing. Meisvei, higher Meir Omer, well, how can you tell me that you're pater on Yom Kippur if we see elsewhere that it has the status for a fruit in regarding another halacha? Higher Rabbi Meir Omer, mimash v'shenemar va'araltem arlo so es piryo. The mitzvah of arla in Parshas Kedosha, in the first 3 years of a fruit tree, we're not allowed to get any benefit. The iser hana'a of arla, eini yodea she'etz ma'achalhu. Obviously, if it says you have to be arel means closed up, covered up, like an arel. An arel has his foreskin covering up. So too, arl has to be covered up from us, and we're not allowed to get benefit from it. So obviously, I know we're talking about a fruit tree. Elamatam alomar etz ma'achal. So why, after it says give the status of arl to the fruit, why does it have to say a fruit tree? Eitz shetam eitzo upiryo shaveh. It's alluding to me to include even a tree whose bark and whose fruit are equal, and they're both edible and taste in a similar fashion. Haviyomer ze pilpulin, that is an allusion to pepper. That's included in Hilchas Arla. Pilpulin, lelamedcha, to teach me, shapilpulin chayavim ba'arla, pilpul chayavim arla, the first 3 years, and also to teach me, ve'ein Eretz Yisrael chaser klum. Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything, right? Even something that you have a tree whose bark and fruit taste the same, ein Eretz Yisrael chaser klum. Shenamar lo sechzer kol ba, question mark. So you see pilpul has a status of fruit, so how can you say, if you eat pilpul on Yom Kippur, that you are going to be pater? So Mara answers, lo kasha, habiritivusa habiyabeshta. Depends if it's the moist kind or the dry kind, right? The moist kind is edible. But if it's the, right, chazi lomechal, that's roy to eat, Rashi says. But yaveshta, the dry kind is not. En Eretz Yisrael chasera klum, it's pointed out that it's amazing in this little land of ours, every little weather pattern that you would ever want. You have snow and you have desert and you have every little thing, and how many stalactite caves are there in the world, and there's one in Eretz Yisrael. Everything is in Eretz Yisrael. Hafochba v'hafochba dekulaba, literally, not only in Torah, but in Eretz Yisrael. Related to the Bach, beautiful Bach that's quoted in Hilchas Bracha Achrona. There is a machlokas. There is a line in Alamichya that is somewhat controversial. We say towards the end of Alamichya, v'nochal mipirya v'nisba mituva. We daven for the day when we can eat from the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, which we say that even if we are eating the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, but we daven for the day of the Gula Shlema, v'nocha mipirya v'nisla mituva, says the Tur, that some people say that, ve'ein la'omra, I don't think it's appropriate to say that. Why? She'ein lachmod ha'aretz bishvil pirya v'tuva, el l'kayim ha'mitzvah satul yosba adkan. I don't think we should be davening to eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael.
says that's no. Well, look at the, he doesn't quote it, but look at the end of the first paragraph of Masechta Sota. Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he wants to eat from the fruit of Eretz Yisrael? No, he wants to do the mitzvahs at Tulios Baretz. And therefore he was pleading to go in. So says the tour. What are we saying that line for? Right, Vavanocha Mipiri Avanisla Mituva. So he quotes Vavalachas Gadolos Yeshno, the Bahag has it, Vadoni Avia Rashzal, Lohaya Omro. He didn't say it, because he didn't think that was appropriate. Says the Bach, Arminag is to say it. Vanocha Mipiri Avanisla Mituva. Right, we shall eat and get satiated from it, from its fruit. Why? Explains the Bach. Tema. Hallo, Kedushas Haaretz, Hanishpa'as Ba, Mikdushas Haaretz Hael Yoni Hinishpa'as. Well, as we know, Eretz, as we have Rashi in last week's Parsha, Yerushalayim shall malas, connected Yerushalayim shall mata, Eretz Yisrael shall malas, connected Yisrael shall mata. This Kedusha infused into the land itself. Gam peiro seha she yonkim mikdushas hashchina, hashochenes bekerav haaretz. Even the fruit that are yonik, that get nourished from the Kedusha of the Shechina. Says there's nothing, the Bach says, I don't know what the Torah is bothered by. We know that there's Kedusha in the fruit itself. Nichash, anu machnisin bebracha zu, v'nocha b'priyam, v'niswa b'tuva, no problem. Says the Bach who did not live here. Ki ba'achilas peiroseha anu nizone mikedushas ha'shechina, umita rasa v'niswa b'tuvasa. That's the Abach, and therefore, right, Eretz Yisrael is not chasar klum. Even the fruit of Eretz Yisrael has a special status. Rav Rimon, one of the great halachist, a lot of the svarim out in Sifrei Halacha today, he writes in a couple of his svarim, he says, Hamaisa betapuah, the story with the apple. One time he was in Chutz La'aretz, he writes, and he was hungry, so he went to a fruit store and he went to get an apple. He picks up the apple and he thinks to himself, Arla? No Arla. Shuvus and Maisris? It's Chutz La'aretz. He says, go ahead, Shemitah. It's Chutz La'aretz. He said he lost his appetite. He put the apple down and he walked away. He says, what's this apple? It's just an apple. There's nothing to think about. There's no Kedusha here. Forget it. He put the apple down. So we have to be on the level of putting the apple down and realizing, oh, it's just an apple. Maisa v'tapua. But again, the fruit, even the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, as we say, v'nocha v'priya v'nisla v'tuva, ein Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, chasei reklum, says the Gemara. So, there's a difference between the moist pepper and the dry pepper, says the Gemara. First wide line. Amale Ravina la Meremar, Viamar Rav Nachmin, Hai Himlisa, Da'asi Biben Hindoi Sharya. This Himlta, what is the Himlta? Rashi explains, a type of mixture where we take ginger and we crush it and we mix it with honey. It's a type of mix, type of stew. So da'asi be hundoi sharia, that is mutter. What does mutter mean? There is no bishul akum. If there is a non-Jew that makes this for me, there's no bishul akum. Umavarchin aleha bore priadama. And you make a bore priadama on it, because the main ingredient is a bore priadama, is the ginger. So ask the Gemara. You see from there again that it is edible. You see, make a bracha on it, right? If it wouldn't be edible, you wouldn't be making a bracha. And we'll get back to the sharia in a minute. Lokasha habaritivus abiyabeshta. Again, the difference between the moist and the dry, that's the difference. Why is it mutter? Why is there no bishul akum when it comes to this mixture? What's part of the question? Part of the question is that we know there are three rules and regulations for bishul akum. It's a large topic. But as the Mishnah describes in Maseches Avodah Zarah, there are a number of food items that Chazal targeted, mostly to keep the Jews and the other nations separate from each other. Chalav Akum and Chalav Yisrael, that's because of Chashinan Shema Ya'ariv. Maybe they'll mix in some other type of milk that does not come from a kosher source. Right? Because milk is milk, you can mix it in. If somebody's supposed to supply me with milk, and they're a little short, so, you know, the cow's not producing today, so I'm just going to take it from the other non-Jewish animal over there. But the other items are connected to Isurei Chasnus, and the Isur of intermarriage, because the way you get to know somebody is going out for a drink with them and having a meal with them. That's how we get to know anybody. So that's why Chazal targeted Chalav Akum, Pas Akum, and Bishol Akum, and Stam Yenam, right, all the different food items. So all of them are Halacha L'maisa, except for Pas Akum. That is also Halacha L'maisa, but only on a L'chadchila level. The other halachas are bona fide halachas. The only reason that one wouldn't drink what's called Chalav Yisrael is because they think it has the status of Chalav Yisrael. But the other ones, but Pas Akum, that's only a Chumrah today. That is a Lechad Chila, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Shulchan Aruch says, But already Baalei Tosfos pointed out on Maseches Avodah Zarah that was too hard, and that gzeira was never nispashid b'chol Yisrael, because bread is a staple and you have to know it's kosher. But as long as I know it's kosher, to not allow a non-Jew to bake for me when a Jew is out and there's no other way to gain the food, it was too hard. So already the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a chumrah, it's not a din. But the others are dinim. So one of the dinim is bishalakum, to have a non-Jew cook for me from start to finish. But there are three, as we know, not loopholes, but built-in heterim, that if any of these exists, so then it's mutter, there's no way to serve bishalakum. Any one of them exists by itself. One of them is the Gemara right here. If something could be eaten raw, so then it is not subject to Bishul Akum. I'm allowed to have a non-Jew boil water up for me. Why? Because I can drink the water cold. Not a problem with Bishul Akum. Anything that can be eaten raw does not have a problem. Certain vegetables that can be eaten raw is not a problem with Bishul Akum. Chicken, meat, noodles, all of that is still eggs, you know, that those cannot be eaten raw. And therefore, those still would be subject. But that's the Gemara's point here. Regarding that issue, Rashi quotes, that was the question of the Gemara. You see, it's not subject to Bishul Akum. Well, it could be eaten raw. So it shows you that raw peppers are edible. And then we answered, it depends on the different types of peppers, the retivus or the abeshta. But that is all rule number one. The other two rules, number two, is ne'echal al shulchan malachim. It has to be a type of food that is chashav, that is eaten on a king's table. So what does that mean? That's the hardest category to pin down today. Because if you go to a smorgasbord, you could have almost any food that you want. Right? If you go to let's say somebody goes to a brunch bar mitzvah. Right? So also, you have all the breakfast foods. Almost everything would be served at a bar mitzvah, at a wedding. Almost everything, not all. But that's the hardest category to pin down what is excluded. What is excluded? But that is rule number two. It has to be a chasha food. If it is for sure not a chasha food, then again, there's no bishul akum. Any one of these allowances, heterim, stand on their own. And number three, as we know, that is that the non-Jew has to do everything start to finish. If a Jew has any part in the process, putting it on the fire, according to Ashkenazi custom, turning on the fire, stirring it before it's fully done, any type of the process, putting on the pilot light, so that is all considered a Jew's Yad Yehudi Bo, and therefore it is not Aser. Those are the three, not Heterim, the built-in exclusions of Bishul Akum, and one of them was alluded to here, and that's why the Himilta is not a problem of Bishul Akum. Okay, we continue. Oh, Rashi adds in, just another line I didn't mention. Rashi says, and also it's not a problem of Giulei Nachrim, which means treif. Right, it's no Bishul Akum, which is a Drabbanan. And then also, Giulei Nachrim, why? Denosein Tam Lifgam. It gives off a putrid taste. Denosein Tam Lifgam. Again, another Shas topic from Maseches Chulin, but not for now. Denosein Tam Lifgam, if something gives off a putrid taste, which halachically is any type of absorbed taste after 24 hours, we assume gets the status of Denosein Tam Lifgam, so that it does not aser. It's impossible for Denosein Tam Lifgam to aser. So, for example, if I have a milchik fork that I stick into a hot hamburger. If that fork has not been used within 24 hours, the hamburger is fine. Right? A nosin tam lefgam cannot aser food. Lechadchila, it should not be used. Meaning I should not take a milchik fork and stick it in if it was used before 24 hours. But it cannot aser. That's nosin tam lefgam, lechadchila and bidiyevin. So Rashi says this mixture is also not a problem in that regard. Tanu Rabbanan. Achal alei kanim. Pater, if somebody eats ale kanim, the leaves of reeds, pater, that's not called food. Lul vegafanim chayiv, but the lul vegafanim, the other sprouts of the vine, chayiv, why? Because that is considered food. Eloin lul vegafanim, what are lul vegafanim? Am Rabbi Yitzchak, migidz la'a, kol sheliv lavo, me rosh hashana v'ayam akipurim. The word milav lev means to sprout and to blossom. So any of these items that sprouted between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're talking about eating on Yom Kippur, meaning if it's newly sprouted, it just sprouted, then it's still soft and it's edible. After that, it gets hard. And that's why it's not called food anymore. But if it was milav lev, right before Yom Kippur, and now you eat it on Yom Kippur, so that's going to be chayv. Rav Kahana Amar Kol Shloshim Yom. Rav Kahana says you have 30 days, not just a week. Tanya kavase Rabbi Yisrael migitz la'a, achal alei kanim patur, v'lul vegevanim chayiv, elohim lul vegevanim kol shaliv lavo, me rosh hashana v'ad yom kippurim. Good. Period. Shasat zero murias patur. The Mishnah had ended off by saying if somebody drinks tzir or murius, right? Yesterday in Amud Aleph, tzir, fish brine, or another type of mixture, so one is going to be putter for that. Mashma hachometz chayiv. Mashma that only tzir or murius, those type of salty items and liquids would be putter, but vinegar would be chayiv. If you would drink vinegar, maybe not straight, because that would be mazik and that wouldn't be normal, but any type of, maybe if it's diluted, or maybe if it's with something else. Masisan mani Rebbe he, the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Mar Mishnah's like Rebbe, the Mishnah that gives the mashmaus, that chometz would be considered an ochel, or a mashke, is like Rebbe, because Rebbe says, Rebbe Omer, chometz meshev as a nefesh. Chometz restores the soul, it's meshev the nefesh, Rashi says, it's mevatel the inui, and therefore, be also to drink on Yom Kippur. Darsh Rav Gita Bar Menashe Mi Biri Denarsh Ein Halacha Garebi. Rav Gita got up in Shir and said, "The Halacha, we don't follow Rebbe. Chometz is not such a great drink. It's not Meshav the Nefesh. L'shana, the following year, Nafki Kuli Alma Mazgav Vishasu Chala. The following year, everybody had l'chaims of vinegar on Yom Kippur. Right? Everybody had the drinks. Shama Rav Gita Veikur. Rav Gita heard about this. Says, "Oh, what did I do? I gave a shiur, and this is what they did." Amar, he said, "Amar to Amri Anadi Eved." I said, "Bidi Eved, you're not going to break a carbon, it's not going to be a daraisa. Lachanchila mi Amri. Lachanchila, everybody should do that on Yom Kippur. Amar to Amri Anapurta. I said a little bit. Tuva mi Amri. A lot they're taking. Amar to Amri Anachai. Mazug mi Amri. I said undiluted. Chai. But it's mazug." So therefore, he was very upset that they followed. Again, the Musar Haskel of that story is that a posek or a rav, whenever he gives a public psak, he always has to know that whatever he says is probably going to be taken one step further by the am and by the tzibur. And therefore, a posek always has to be roes hanolad to know exactly, even if there's something that's mutter, me'ikar adin, maybe it's not something to say in public, maybe it's not something to say from the pulpit, maybe it's not something to say at all, if they think that it will be too far abused and misused. Good. Says the Mishnah. Pebes, the sugya of chinuch. Hatinokos, ein ma'anin osam b'yom kippurim. Remember, we already had the Gemara, the Tosefta, that said that all inuyim do not apply to children, except for, we had ayin chesem abeis, we had the Tosefta, except for nilas asandal. That was the only one. Because we said, you know, they don't need that. Hainu revise is only applies by the other ones, but not wearing shoes, you know, weather shoes, it's okay, they can survive without it, but the other inuyim do not apply to them. So now we're continuing. You're right, midah oraisa, they don't apply, but midah rabbanan, we try to train them. Hatinokos, ein ma'anen osan b'yom kippurim. The tinokos, we are not ma'ane, we don't cause to have inuy on Yom Kippur. Rashi's lashon, ein chayavin. We are not obligated to be monea from them, ochel. Not obligated. If you look in the language of other Rishonim, maybe it's even an isser. Maybe it's even an isser. But at least it's ein chayavin. So we're not ma'ana them on Yom Kippur. Aval b'chan chinosan, but we train them a little bit. Lefnei shanav, lefnei shanatayim. A year or two before. What does this mean? We'll see in the Gemara. This means a year or two before their year or two before bar and bat mitzvah. So basically, add on a year. Lefnei Shana means the year before their year before, and Lefnei Shatayim means 3 years before, not just 2 years before.
What is Tinokos?
What age? We'll have to see. We'll have to see. The Gemara will talk about it. But here, Mechanchen of Tinokos means before these years, meaning Lefnei Shana, Lefnei Shatayim means 2 or 3 years before Bar and Bat Mitzvah. So Tinokos is before that, the younger age, age 10, age 11. Bishvil Shi Regilim Mitzvahs, so that they become rugio in mitzvos. We want them not to just come all of a sudden, Yom Kippur, boom, and they're not going to be ready for it. We want them to be rugio in mitzvos. That's why we start training them. The Trumas Hadeshen, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, we quoted this a couple of days ago. The Trumas Hadeshen says, Tinokos, like the first line of the Mishnah, are able to eat on Yom Kippur. Is a gadol allowed to handle the food to give them? Remember, we discussed this a couple of days ago. So if you remember the language of the Shulchan Aruch, right, you're allowed to give food, but not allowed to wash them. If you remember, because then the Bach was worried that it's going to touch. But if you look earlier, the Trumas Hadeshen, Yere Deshari, it's mutter to handle food on Yom Kippur. The Ein Tzara Kol Kach L'Dakdek B'davar. You don't have to be so careful. Ki Nagu Kolam Heter. Right, the Minaga Olam is to be Matir, the Afagav the Darish Echad Me'agadolim, and even though the Maharil says, B'Shem Gaon Echad, The shaper dami vitovli zoher, demandi isle talia vitalia sodach libyom akipurim, shiachim liz dami lamacham shiochlu heim ba'atzmam, kadishli tarchog dolom liga, even though early sources say maybe it's better not to handle the food on Yom Kippur, mishum de ba'achilas Yom Kippur, ika kares, because if I eat food on Yom Kippur, it's kares, velo bedili mine, and I eat food the whole year, and I'm not used to this, ve'ika lamigzar kemo chametz, and just like chametz, I'm not supposed to handle chametz even if it's not mine on Yom Kippur. So on Pesach, so too on Yom Kippur, says the Terumah Tzedeshin, Mikomakom einir lahachmir. I don't think you could compare it to chametz. Hov uminak pashe shlo lizoher. First of all, because that's the minag. Everybody's meikel. Everybody gives their children food actively with their hands. So puk chazi mayama debar, look outside, and people are meikel. Let me explain then, though, what's the difference between chametz and Yom Kippur. Why am I worried by chametz and not by Yom Kippur? We said this a few days ago. It's not comparable to chametz. Why? Shematzasi chilek b'tshuvas marach arzarua. I looked in Reb Chaim Arzarua, the son of the Arzarua, his tshuvas, and I found the following distinction. Shekasav, demi shemisaneh mutter lehisasek b'ma'achalos u'b'mashkos. If somebody is fasting, they're allowed to handle. Let's say not Yom Kippur. Somebody just has a private fast. There's no problem with handling food. Ve'ein kan mishum leich leich amrinan l'nezira schar schar l'karmi lo seved. We don't have the gzera, the siyag, like we tell a nazir. Don't go near the vines. Why? Because a nazir can eat other foods. He's busy eating all day. So it could be that he'll also take some wine. The shiny nazir, the mutter b'cholin yoni machalu mat mishteh bar miyayin upriya gefen. So that's why you might forget. Aval ha-mis'aneh. The aser b'chomine machalu mashke, but somebody who's fasting says the marachar zarua asich daiti minayu b'losin l'mitshalei. He has a hesachadas from food. He's not going to go up to eat. He's not eating anything. So says the Trumas Hadeshen. The same thing by Yom Kippur. The difference in Yom Kippur and chametz by a chametz. Chametz is like nazir. You're involved in eating the whole time, and therefore one has to be careful. Masha Enkin, when it comes to Yom Kippur or on a fasting, nobody's eating. So one should be careful. One obviously has to be careful, but there's no separate gzeira of not touching food. Food isn't muksa on Yom Kippur, right? You have to give it to a katan, and there's no gzeira either because we are not worried that they're going to eat because nobody is eating anyway. There is an important Maritz Chayis. Maritz Chayis, not here. The Maritz Chayis here is in Nazir on Daf Chavtes, where the Maritz Chayis asks a Kushya Chamura Ma'od, a very, very strong question, he says, but he gives an answer. He says, what's the Kushya Chamura Ma'od? Says the Maritz Chayis, we know the message of Chinuch is always to be able to accustom the child in order to be ready to do what he's going to do when he is a gadol. That's the mitzvah of chinuch, like our Mishnah says, kid sheyu regilin b'mitzvos, so that they're regilin mitzvos. Ask the Maritz Chayis. So why does making them fast for a couple of hours on Yom Kippur make any sense? They're not going to do this when they get older. They're going to fast the whole day. So kid lahargil b'mitzvos, to make them do something that they're never going to do. So why is that? Why does that make sense? He asks it in the context of Nazir there. Why? Because the discussion is, as we're going to have in our Gemara, is there chinuch by Nazirus? So he says, chinuch by Nazirus? Maybe they'll never become a Nazir. Maybe they'll never promise to be a Nazir or a Nazira. So what do we have to give them chinuch for? Chinuch is only by mitzvahs that they're going to do. But if it's a mitzvah that they might not ever do, why does chinuch make sense? That's his kushi chamura. Kasha li kushi chamura ma'od. Yadanu koach inyina chinuch. Hainu l'man shelo yiyu ha-mitzvos ala adam l'masa. So that mitzvos aren't a burden on me. Why? Im achiyuv yaschu b'vhesa pitom. If all of a sudden, I'm a wild, you know, doing whatever I want, and then I turn 13, now I have to do everything. Right? Said miyach, and asa gadol, v'kodem azman yechafshi mikol ha-mitzvos. Said that it's not going to work. L'chein iskilu chazal l'chanecha zaktanim b'mitzvos terem shigiyu l'klal chiyuv. That's why we have the mitzvah of chinuch l'man yikal alehem gam achar gach l'kaimam. Obviously, we have to be a little more assertive when they're a gadol. If a child doesn't want to go to minyan, right, when they're 11, 12 years old, we could try to be mechalech them as much as possible, but at the end of the day, they're not mechuyiv yet. But we have to try to be margul them. But He says, "V'hinei adkan shayach chinuch rak ba'osar mitzvahs asher mo'ilin chova mo'elin mutalin chova ala adam kugom mitzvah sukkah lulav v'chadome aval inyan nidarim v'nezirus asher enam chova ala adam lindar ula hazir adarabba." Amru ha-noder ki lubana bama. It's not good to make a neder. V'chraka mitzvahs ha-tuliyam v'nedar v'nezirus. Kulam hemarak b'tznayim hiktim lahem ha-dibra v'nedar v'nezirus. V'kima she'en kan mitzvah ha-mutelas l'chova. Since a kid might never become a neder or a nazir. Eich nofel alzel inyin chinuch. V'chi yitachin she'yichanech oso b'inyan shalo yavoh lo. B'vadei b'eish yigdal. Why do you do this? V'tzarech iyun gadol. Tzarech iyun gadol. And therefore he says at the end, he says, the only thing I can come up with is V'ulai de mitzvahs chinuch nofel kan sheyargal atzmo b'midas ha-histapkus kishayagdil. You're still teaching him self-control. And self-control, by another, even if this action specifically won't exactly come up, the message of self-control is something that we need in many areas. Haraya, Yom Kippur. Even if they're not going to fast for 4 hours, they're going to fast for 24 hours. But we're going to be mechanic to fast for a half a day. So you might say on a practical level, it's easier. They're already in the world of fasting. But even so, it teaches them the message of what the mitzvah is about, even if it's not exactly what the mitzvah is. That's an important Maariz Chayis. So again, even if it's a mitzvah that might not exactly come up as you're training them to, like Yom Kippur, which is going to be double or longer, not exactly what they're doing here, it's still good enough to get them into the mode of doing mitzvahs. Okay. Says the Gemara, Hashta, what did the Mishnah say? That we'd start training Lefnei Shana v'Lefnei Shatayim, 2 or 3 years before. Hashta, Lefnei Shtayim Mechanchin Lehu, Lefnei Shana Mibayi. The Mishnah says you start training 3 years before. So 2 years before, obviously, you're already in the training. So what do you have to say? Lefnei Shana, Lefnei Shatayim. Just say Lefnei Shatayim. Amar Rav Chisda Lo Kasha, B'chol Lo HaBavari. Depends. If the child is healthy, robust, that they could fast, so they could do it even younger. Mashenkein, if a chole cannot, and therefore that's less years. Good. Now we have a machlokas amoraim. How many exactly, how many years? Amar Rav Huna, ben chesu, ben tes. And we'll see in a minute, this is talking about a girl. In the 8th year or in the 9th year. Mechanchin, also l'sha'os, you start training a couple hours. Ben yud, u ben yud aleph, and as you have the 2 years right before, mashlim and midir abanan. So it's a little more detailed than the Mishnah was. But that is the, that's the shita of Rav Chisda. By a girl, you have 4 years before and 3 years before you start training l'sha'os. 2 years before and 1 year before, you're mashlim and you even are mashlim the fast. Finish the fast, mida rabbanan. Ben yud beis, mashlimin mida oraisa. And once a girl is 12 years old, obviously, da oraisa, biti nokes. Right? This is all by a girl. Rav Nachman, now Rav Nachman agrees with Rav Chisda, but he just talks about a boy. Ben tes ben yud, 9 and 10, mechanchen osan l'shos, ben yud aleph, ben yud beis, mashlimin mida rabbanan. 11 and 12 is the Rabbanan. Ben Yud Gimel Mashlimin Mida Oraisa Bit Tinok. That is by a boy, right? So you have by a girl and by a boy. As we know, a girl becomes halachically mature before. Right, so one saw that. Why is that? Why does a girl get 12 and a boy get 13? So one just might say practically a girl matures at a younger age. But also it could be, I once saw that, well, Chava ate from the Eis Hadas first. So if she ate from the Eis Hadas first, that's why it was is earlier at a younger age. Either way, this is one of the sources. What's the source in the Torah for the age being 12 and 13? So we had a shiur a couple of years ago about that, but some say it's halach Moshe Misinai, just like all shiurin. Others say that if you look at the, do the math, Shimon and Levi are called Anashim, Ish, by when they, in the story of Shechem, and if you look at do the math, they were 13 years old at that time. Puts it into amazing. They were 13 years old when they did what they did with the city. But there are other sources as well, but that's two of the sources for how do you know the ages for 12 and 13. But this is all by a boy and by a girl. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he argues. Hashlama d'Rabbanan Leka. No. There's never a time that the child has to finish the fast. Hashlama d'Rabbanan Leka. You finish the fast when you become a gadol. But what is it? Ben Yud Aleph, Mechanchen Oso L'Shaos, Ben Yud Beis, Mashlimin Mida Raisa, by a girl. Right, that is the, meaning he cuts out the Hashlama levels. Period. This is what to talk about, but let's first, Continue. Tnan hatinokos ein ma'anos am yamaki purim avam machadchon asan lofnei shana lofnei shtayim. So how does our Mishnah fit into these shitas? Two, Rav Chisda and Rav Huna versus Rabbi Yochanan. How does the Mishnah fit according to each one respectively? Bishtama Rav Huna Rav Nachman. According to Rav Huna and to Rav Nachman, I understand how the Mishnah could fit in because lefnei shana v'lefnei shtayim nicha. We add in the word on the side. Why? Lefnei shana mid lidivrehem v'lefnei shtayim the Bach adds in lidivrei Torah. Meaning, the way Rashi explains it, that according to Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, the Mishnah could be talking about one case. Lefnei shana v'lefnei shtayim is chadak tani. The Mishnah is talking about a chole. She starts to be mechunechet 2 years before the Hashlama Darabanan, which is 3 years before the Hashlama Daraisa. That's how you understand the Mishnah. Lefnei shana, lefnei shtayim. Lefnei shana means 2 years. Remember, we said the Mishnah means an extra year, the year before the year. So lefnei shana means 2 years before she has to be mashlim mi derabanan, and 3 years before she has to be mashlim de oraisa. That's how Rav Huna and Rav Chisda would understand the Mishnah talking about a chole tinokes. Ela the Rabbi Yochanan kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who has no hashlama derabanan. So how do you understand the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah mean? But 2 years before or 3 years before? How do you understand the Mishnah? It can't be talking about the same case. Look at Rashi on the last couple of skinny lines. He explains the question. L'didei lo mituk m'masisa klal. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the Mishnah talking about? Da'ha amrinan hashlama midrabanan leka. There's never a katan or a ktana, never have to be fast the entire day. That we would say the Mishnah is talking about Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, it's all chadak tani. Here you can't say it's talking about the same case. You can't say it's talking about partial, the first part of chola, the second part of bari. Also, because the math doesn't work out, Rashi explains. So Kasha, it's a question. So back to the Gemara. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, what Rabbi Yochanan would have to say is not like we understood the Mishnah of adding on a year, lefnei shana v'nei shatayim, meaning 2 or 3 years, but he would learn a kipshuto. My shana oshtayim, samach lepirka. Now that means right before they got older. 1 or 2 years before they became a gadol or a gdola. In the simple interpretation. That's how we would understand it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe it's even better in terms of the understanding. Lefnei shana v'lefnei shnatai. Period. What's clear in the Gemara here is that there is chinuch for a daughter as well. Right, it's clearly Tinok and Tinokas. For that, we have to see here the Tosfos Yeshanim. Tosfos Yeshanim is one of the crucial sources on the mitzvah of chinuch in all of Shas. One of these sources, but it's right here on our daf. Yuma Pebezim and Aleph says the Tosfos Yeshanim Kashali, first one on the Amud. Damrina ben Nazir, we say in Nazir Adaf Chavches that a man can be Madir as Bino ben Nazir to Dilachan Chob Mitzvos Bino in Bitolo. There is no specific mitzvah of chinuch for a bas. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. But as it does as Yishanim, bito echad l'chancha. So how could our Gemara in Yom Kippur, the Mishnah, say that there's a mitzvah of chinuch by daughters? Well, how could it not be a mitzvah of chinuch by daughters? So if you say it's connected to Talmud Torah, okay, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah l'shma by boys and not by girls. But girls also have to learn Torah. Girls also have to learn Torah. Right? All the Torah that's shayach to them. Arachayim, Evan Ezer, Yoradeya, Choshe Mishpat. Right? They also have to. But we'll get back to that question. Let's first finish the Tosfos Yeshanim. Doesn't that Gemara give off the impression that daughters ain't chayav l'chancha? Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, no. Of course there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Shiny Nazirus. Nazirus is the exception. That's what the Gemara means. The yesh lomar dasam lomayvi eladavka le'inyin Nazirus. Aval vaday le'inyin shar mitzvahs. Chayav l'chancha. Surely you have to be mechanech. Very crucial point. Other Rishonim give other answers. So there's no mitzvah of chinuch. So Rav Asher Weiss likes to say in a number of places, he writes, obviously, the mitzvah of chinuch we know is a mitzvah d'rabanan. Mitzvah d'rabanan, what? On a daraisa level, I can let my kids do whatever they want. Mi d'rabanan, the Torah was b'chadish. Oh, I have to give them a Jewish education. Of course not. No, what the message is, that the details of the mitzvah are d'rabanan. The message of chinuch, of course, it's not counted as one of the 613. This is what he calls Ratzon Hashem. It's obvious. There are certain concepts that if you go through the Torah, it's obvious. Why did Hashem love Avram? Ki yadatev l'man yishar yisav es bono v'speso acharav. Because he gave over the Mesorah to his children and his grandchildren. Even if it's not counted as one of the 613, it's definitely underlying the entire Torah. The message of of chinuch. And therefore the idea of chinuch is for sure by all children. The details are what is discussed by the Rishonim. So that is part one in the Tosfos Yeshanim. Then he continues and says, V'im tomar, v'adarmina b'chal duchta. But we always say, katan, we had this already 2 days ago, katan ochel nevelos ein bezim mitzuvan lafrisho. Right, the Gemara in Yevamis, if a child eating tray, bezim does not have to be mafreshim. So hashta chinuchim mechanchina nafrushim isura mibai. If we have to be machanich them, what's that whole Gemara about being mafresh them yisur? How can you say that we don't have a chiyuv to be mafresh them from eating something non-kosher if we have a mitzvah to be machanich them? So of course we should have to take it away from them. So says the Tosfos Yeshanim, no, there's a difference. Chinuch is by mitzvos. Lo shayach ala shiyase mitzvah, v'lo pirushe me isura. There's more flexibility in being machanich a child. We have to be machanich a child by mitzvos. Kiddush, other mitzvahs. If a child is involved in something usur, that's a different rule. Taking away a muksa item from a child that would have a tantrum if he take it away from him is a different question than please come to the table for kiddush. That's different, says the Tosfos Yeshanim. And there are different rules. You have to look at all the details of the halachas and weigh every situation properly. But says the Tosfos Yeshanim, we might not compare mitzvos and averos. And then the last line of the Sefer, of the Tosfos Yeshanim here. Isn't Yom Kippur similar to a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah of Inui. Right? So he says, the Karinan Hacha Chinuch, but Meshem Ma'anos Obi Yom Kippurim, Ainz Afrushim Yisur, Shem Afrushim Osomi Lecho, Elohu Chinuch, Shem Mechanchon Osomi Mitzvah. Sorry, not a question, but a comment. This is called Chinuch, because this is also a mitzvah. Mitzvah of Inui, not just a Lo Sase. And then the last line, another important comment. Again, every line here is jam-packed. And then he quotes, V'Rebbe Omer, T'chinuch lo shayach ela be'av, the father. Aval ba'adam acher lo shayach be'chinuch. Other bezdin, or maybe even the mother, there's no chiyuv of chinuch. Chiyuv of chinuch is on the father. Everybody else is a great thing. It's chesed. It's v'atzorecha kamocha. But the mitzvah, derabanan per se, of chinuch, is only the father. That's the chiyuv. Hilchos Nami ain't his turn lafrisho. Aye, what about the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Beis, where Hilni Amalka was sitting with her seven boys in the Sukkah? So either she was doing Lefnei Meshuras Hadin, or there was a husband there too. The husband had put the kids in the Sukkah with her. So one of the two, says the Tosfos Yeshanim. Again, there's a lot in the Mitzvah of Chinuch. These are just some of the issues that come up. We'll mention one other point when we get up to the Mishnah. Let's continue now. First wide line. Tashma, the Tani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Again, trying to prove the Machlokas, Rav Chizda and Rav Huna versus Rav Yochanan. Is there Hashlama? Is there any idea of children finishing the fast? The Tani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Tinokos, Ima Anosam Yom Kippurim. Avo Machan, Chinosan, Lashana, Oshtaim, Samach, Lepirkan. We're not Ma'anah them on Yom Kippur, but we're Machanich them a year or two before. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Nicha, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says. A year or two before Pirkan, right before they actually get 12 and 13. El Rafun Eler of Nachman Kasha, Amri Lecha Rabbanan, my chinuch nami diktani ashlama. The chinuch there, that's not talking about hours, which is years before, but it's talking about ashlama, finishing. Umikari lechinuch ashlama, would we call that hashlama vatanya ezeo chinuch, hayiraga lechol b'shteishos, machinu nosol l'shalosh, b'shalom machinu nosol b'arba. Isn't chinuch just delaying their breakfast? Not making them fast the whole day? Is that also called chinuch? Amar Rava Bar Ula, shrei chinuch hehave. Yeah, that's also chinuch. There are different types of chinuch, different levels of chinuch, whatever the child is up to. The stipler here says, if you look in the Ritva in Sukkah Da Beis, again, one of the crucial sources for chinuch. You have the Tosfos Yeshanim here, Yuma Pei Beis, and Ritva Sukkah Beis Ma Beis. We're going to talk about this, Be'ez Hashem, again next week. But the Ritva says, chinuch is only shayach if you're doing the mitzvah as it is done in the future. There's no sense of faking out your child. You're not allowed to buy a lemon for your child instead of an esrog. Literally, says the Ritva. That's the Ritva. That's quoted by all the poskim. So in various contexts, this is spoken about. Like the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Hilchos Sukkah. We know on the first day of Sukkot, you have to have your own lulav. So how can I give my six-year-old a lulav to shake? It's not his. And I don't want to be mocking it to him because then he can't give it back to me halachically. So I'm just going to let him shake my lulav. Is that a problem of this, a violation of this ritva? That you're not doing it as it will be done? Or do you say, no, it is a lulav. So every condition, the fact that it's borrowed, that the ritva doesn't go that far. He means the chefsa shel mitzvah. Or do you say, no? Or do you say, no, that once he gets a certain age of igil achinuch, it has to be all the conditions met. That's a big discussion. The Stipler here, though, says, as similar to what the Maariv Chai said before. So what's the idea of Mis'anin L'shos if he's not going to do that when he gets older? When he gets older, he's got to have to fast the whole day. We say two types of chinuch. So how is this chinuch? According to that Ritva, you have to do exactly what will be done. So in Sukkah, in Simen Chav Ches, the Stipler says no. It is exactly what he's going to do. Because you don't look at it as a package deal. You look at it as this hour, there's a mitzvah to fast. He's going to have a mitzvah to fast in this hour when he gets older. He's going to have a mitzvah to fast in this hour when right now. So you don't look at it as a package. Every moment on Yom Kippur is a separate mitzvah of Inui. So as long as he does, whatever he does, that's exactly what he's going to do in the future. That is a kiyum of the Ritva. That's not a violation of, oh, the whole day versus part of the day. And that also answers the Maariv Chai's question earlier. That he's going to do this exactly when he gets older. V'nimsa to call Sha'a me'atainis avitainis gomor. V'arhu mischayev al sha'azu ki'ilu utainis gomor. And therefore there is a chinuch. And that's a kiyum of the Ritva. Good. Ubra shehiricha, next Mishnah. Here we go. The Bikuach Nefesh Gemaris. The Bikuach Nefesh Gemaris here in Maseches Yuma. We start the next couple of Mishnahs. The contest of Yom Kippur, but we'll see. In Yuma, here it is. V'chai bahem v'lo sheyamas bahem. It's right here in Maseches Yuma, coming up in a couple of days. So the Mishnah says, Ubra shehiricha, a pregnant woman who smelled a piece of meat, and she literally is dying to have a bite of meat. Right? She needs the piece of meat. Machilin also hachetashim nafsha. So you give it to her. Pikuach nefesh, until her soul is refreshed. Chole, ma'achilin also al pi bekiyin. If somebody is sick, so you give them food based on bekiyin, based on the message of experts. Message of experts. You choose the best doctors. The Tveris Yisrael here says, even non-Jewish doctors. You go by the best doctors. What determines who the best doctor is? The Chashuk Yechemed here says, the one who did the best on their boards in medical, after medical school? So the Chashuk Yechemed says, no. The best doctors are determined who the world thinks are the best doctors. Who has the most patients? Who are the ones that people give the most, have the most confidence in? Just the Maisa. It's not a halachic issue. Who has the most confidence in? And he said, even if you have the best doctors that are in the minority, you could still trust them for Yom Kippur, for Bikuach Nefesh. That's how Bibakian. The main Shom Bikian, Machilin also Piyatzmach Yomar Dai. And if there are no doctors there, then you trust the patient himself or herself until they say it is enough. Even though the Mishnah here says a pregnant woman, but as the Mishnah expanded itself, it implies these rules are for all sick individuals on Yom Kippur. What if the Rush here quotes the discussion in the Rishonim from the Ramban? What if only the fetus is in danger and not the mother? Could you be Mechalel Shabbos / Yom Kippur for just a fetus? So, Me'ikar Adin Wipaskin, yes. You can be Chalel Shabbos based on a svara that we're going to have in a couple of days. Chalel Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos Osarbe. Even though this fetus might not be alive yet, but you want it to be alive. And therefore, if there was theoretically a case where the child is going to die unless the mother eats or Mechalel Shabbos, you could do it. The Rush himself says he thinks it's an impossible case. He thinks every time there's a danger to the fetus, there's a danger to the mother. There's no mitzias to have one without the other. L'maisa, we are Mechal Shabbos, even for just a fetus. The Ramban discusses in Torah Sa'adam, even, which usually doesn't happen, let's say the mother would know before 40 days, after fertilization, that there's a danger. And the child is what's called Maya Ba'alma in Halacha. Still would be Mechalel, because of that Svara, Chalel Shabbos Achas. Usually a woman doesn't know she's pregnant until afterwards anyway, but that is the discussion of the Rishonim. Tan Rabbanan, Uber Shiricha Basar Kodesh, a Basar Chazir. If a pregnant woman, right, smelled a carbon or a treif, and Tochvin Lo Kush Barotev. So what do? First we try to get her to be satisfied with a little bit. We stick a fork, a pole, in the sauce. Umanicha Lalpia, we just put it next to her mouth. And if that's enough for a mutav, great. And if she needs, then we give her the actual sauce. But if it comes at the end of the day, she needs the meat or else she's going to lose her baby and she's going to be in danger, she is in danger, then we give her whatever she needs. Because there's nothing that stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, chutz, me'avod azara, v'giliya reis, v'shvichas damim. Except for the big three. Right, it's right here in Yuma Pebez. As is quoted also in Sanhedrin, and is quoted in Maseches Psachim. This is the third place where it is in Shas. You see on the side, Psachim Chafei, Sanhedrin Ayin Dalad, and this is the third place in Shas, Yuma Pei Beis. And the Gemara now goes through, what are the sources for each of these, for the big three? Avodazar mina law and titanya, Reblazar Omer, im nomar bechol nafshakal lochamo loma nomar bechol modecha. If it says you have to love Hashem with all your soul, why does it say with all your money? Vim nomar bechol modecha, loma nomar bechol nafshakha. Why does it say both? Just say your whole soul. Im yesh lecha adam, shegufachava lavim amono. No, sometimes, most people, their lives are worth more than their money. To them. So Hashem says, even your life you have to give for Hashem. And if you have some unusual case where somebody values his assets more than his life, you have to even give your assets for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the source for, right, loving Hashem, Avodah Zarah, anti-Avodah Zarah, even to give your life. How about these two? What's the source that you have to give your life for those? The pasuk compares Ritzicha and Gili Arayis. They're compared in the pasuk. Why does the Torah put it together? The context is Gili Arayis. Naram al Rasa. Why does it throw in murder there? Elaharezeh balalam ibn salamid. It's to allow us to learn one from the other. Ma naraham al Rasa nitan latzila benafsho. Just like a naram al Rasa, if I see a woman about to be raped, a naram al Rasa, I could go and kill the guy. That's rodef. Afrotzeach. So to murder, if you see Reuven running after Shimon to kill him, you can kill Reuven first. Self-defense. And the other way. Ma rotzeach yahari val yavar. Af naram al Rasa yahari val yavar. Just like murder. I'm not allowed to kill somebody if somebody asks me to kill them. Afnar Amarasa, I have to be killed. Afnar Amarasa, Yari Bal Yavar. So you learn it from each other. Good. Says the Gemara, Rotzeach Gufe Minolan. So what's, so you know Gili Arayis from Rotzeach? How do you know from Rotzeach? That's a Svara. Minolan Svarahi. So Yehuda Asalakame de Rava. Someone came in front of Rava, Amarle Mari Durai, the mayor of the city, told me, Katli Laplanya, kill so and so. Filo Katlina Lacha. And if not, I'm going to kill you. Omar lay, so Rava answers, Niktalach lo tiktol. Sorry, you must be killed and you cannot kill. Why? My chazis adama didachsu maktvei. Who says that your blood is redder? Dilma dama tahu gavra su maktvei. Maybe his blood is redder. Maybe he is more of a cheskas chayim and therefore you are not allowed to do that. Again, this is a major topic just to mention a couple of points. Number one, machlokas rishonim. Is somebody allowed to volunteer by other mitzvos? To be Yaharig Val Yavar. Non-big three. What about Shabbos? Somebody, an Anos wants to make a Jubi Mechal Shabbos, or I'm going to kill you. Is he allowed to volunteer? So that is a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says no way. The Rambam says no. You have to. When it says Ya'avar Va'al Yeharig by the others, it's a Chiv. Chiv to violate and not be killed. And if somebody dies, the Rambam says in that case, then it was like suicide. It was like they did the wrong thing. They were Mechal Shem Shamayim. While other Rishonim, the Ran, and others say, no, these three you have to, and Yavar is, you could violate. But if it's a situation where you think that the Dor needs it, so then one can give their life as well. After all, one of the big rais they quote, there are many stories in the Gemara. Elisha Bal Kanafayim with the tefillin. If you remember that Gemara he put on tefillin, even though it was his life was a danger. Rechim etrad yon to a Torah in public, Rabbi Akiva. Even though it was Yavar Val Yehareg, that's not one of the big three. So again, the Rambam has to work out those stories. Those stories were exceptions to the rule. Maybe the Dor needed it in a specific situation, but really the usual rule is not that way. Number one. Number two, the Sfas Emes here has a fascinating question. It's a tragic question, it should never come up, but he says, let's say I'm walking down the street and I see on two sides of the street, on one side of the street there's a man that's running to be ma'ani seinara marasa. And on the other side of the street, there's a man running to do ritzicha. Who do I save? I only have a chance to save one of them. So do you save the rodef of the anas or the rodef of the gili arayis or the shvichas damim? So the Sfas Emes says, you save the shvichas damim one, as you might have thought. Because, says, better to, you know, this person's going to be alive and it's going to be terrible. That's what he says. The Chashuk Echemet also discusses this. And he says, because murder, there's nothing like murder. Out of all the averas, like they're based on the Rambam, there's no avera that destroys society more than Shvichas Damim. That could be the only avera that Bezdin would put you in jail for if they think you're a murderer. Unlike all other averas, if you don't have evidence, you don't have evidence. But kippa might only be by murder. Either way, that is the Sfas Emes' discussion and the Chashukei Chemed's expansion of it. What else? Again, there's a lot here. This huge Tosas discusses the sugyas of Gili Arayis. The big discussion of Tosa starts, it's based on, Rashi has one line here. And Tosfos has about 50 lines. Rashi on the bottom line of Amud Aleph says, the Gili Arayis is for a man. What about for a woman? What about for a woman? If a man says to a woman, you know, be with this man or I'm going to kill you. So that's a huge discussion whether a woman, that's called Gili Arayis. Or do we say, as the Gemara is Lashon in Sanhedrin, Esther Karka Olam Haisa. A woman in these matters is passive, and therefore she could let something be done instead of giving her life. Only a man is active. That's the Shiloh. Do you say that? And if you don't say that, so how do you explain Esther? Do you explain Esther that, oh, it was Pikuach Nefesh for all the entire Jewish people, but it was still Gili Arayis? If it was Gili Arayis, how'd she give her life? Right, Yal Eishes Chever Arkeni. How'd she give her, how'd they do that? How are they Megala Arayos? So, and Esther had Ruach HaKodesh. We're not saying that she did anything wrong here. So that's a big discussion. Tosfos has four or five opinions here. Again, the Tosfos comes up in a few places. In Shas, do you say non-Jews are different? That's Rabbeinu Tam's huge Chiddush. That a non-Jew is not considered Gili Arayis. That's Rabbeinu Tam about the 20th wide line, that Gili Arayis is only with a Jew, not with a non-Jew. The Rivam says that can't be, that's impossible. Of course it's considered a Bia. So there are other answers given. Maybe there was no Hana'a there. Of course it's a Maisa, but there was no Hana'a because she was doing it by force, and there might not be a Gili Arayis there. Again, various different deis here in the Tosfos relating to that issue. But again, the main issue being Gili Arayis for women. That's this Tosfos' discussion. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will continue with the major discussions on these dafim. Again, reminder, I mentioned yesterday, after tomorrow's daf, so I'm not going to be giving the daf here for a week or so. Hashem, it'll be up from the last cycle. But Hashem, on Shabbos, I'll be in West Hempstead. For all of our listeners, Motzei Shabbos in Riverdale, Sunday morning in Teaneck, and Monday evening in Boca. Hashem, hope to see the chevra there.